This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's called the Great Reset, tough guy. It's called the New World Order. It's called the big banks wanting to squeeze the economy and make people poor so they can loan us fiat money to take control of our lives with a social credit score and a universal basic income. That's everything. That's the whole future of our lives. The whole world's going to be about surveillance and control and them manipulating and tracking everything you do. It's all being officially announced. We've got articles everywhere, their press releases saying it. And the crew asked me during the break, they go, are you all right? You really seem sick. Are you feeling okay? Well, man, about to have nuclear war. I mean, we're going to starve a couple hundred million people to death. Yeah, I'm pretty freaked out. Yeah, but this is real. This is not a freaking game to me, man.
You understand, like, I love living, right? I mean, like, you're talking about it. People are already starving to death by the hundreds of millions right now. Well, you never see it on the news.
They're dying right now.
They're in their freaking houses starving to death, begging for God to help them.
And no one's coming because God tells us to get up and take action, and then we don't do anything.
And that paralyzes God.
Yeah, God can do it. God needs us to do it because God's not free will.
Once again, not for the first time, what had seemed like a nutty conspiracy theory turned out to be true.
Yeah, I'm upset. I'm really, I told you last night, what's wrong with you? I'm really freaked out. I'm like, yeah, I'm really freaked out. You see, because this is real. The supply chain being cut off, the energy grid being cut off is real. And we're going into a time now where we're not going to be on the air. I mean, if we don't back this off, if we don't get sane people to stop the globalists, I mean, we won't be here in 6 months. You won't be here in 6 months.
The most banned news network in the world.
Infowars.com.
Infowars comes to mind.
Infowars.com.
Infowars.
You watch Infowars?
Infowars. It's a radio show hosted by Alex Jones.
Alex Jones, nice guy.
You must be a threat if they call you out by name.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones.
Alex Jones is the greatest.
He knows who Infowars is. He's playing this joke over here. That's why the deplatform didn't work.
Alex has been right on for over a decade.
You need to listen to Alex.
It's never going to get any better. Don't look for it. Be happy with what you got. Because the owners of this country don't want that. I'm talking about the real owners now. The real owners, the big wealthy business interests that control things and make all the important decisions. Forget the politicians. The politicians are put there to give you the idea that you have freedom of choice. You don't. You have no choice. You have owners. They own you. They own everything. They own all the important land. They own and control the corporations. They've long since bought and paid for the Senate, the Congress, the state houses, the city halls. They got the judges in their back pockets. And they own all the big media companies, so they control just about all of the news and information you get to hear. They got you by the balls. They want obedient workers. Obedient workers. People who are just smart enough to run the machines and do the paperwork and just dumb enough to passively accept jobs with the lower pay, the longer hours, the reduced benefits, the end of overtime, and the vanishing pension that disappears the minute you go to collect it. And now they're coming for your Social Security money so they can give it to their criminal friends on Wall Street. It's a big club. And you ain't in it.
And you said recently, quote, when you give, they do whatever the hell you want them to do.
You better believe it.
So what specifically did they do?
If I ask them, if I need them, you know, most of the people on this stage I've given to, just so you understand, a lot of money.
You and I are not in the big club. The owners of this country know the truth. It's called the American dream, because you have to be asleep to believe it.
But I'll tell you what they don't want. They don't want a population of citizens capable of critical thinking. They don't want well-informed, well-educated people capable of critical thinking. They're not interested in that. That doesn't help them. That's against their interest. That's right.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Vitamin Mineral Fusion is your one-stop shop for health, for longevity, for a boosted immune system. In the climate we live in today and what the globalists are up to, I think anybody not taking a high-quality product like this is insane. And there's other great vitamin, mineral, amino acid, you know, complete products out there. Ours is amongst the very best, and it is a lower cost than many of the leading brands. But whatever you do, take a high-quality multivitamin, mineral, amino acid system like this that's liquid that you put in water because you have a better absorption rate when you do that. Now, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is our overall best-selling product. It finally came in a month ago, and we've almost sold out of the first shipment. Hopefully, more is coming in a few months. But if you want to experience Vitamin Mineral Fusion and its effects for yourself, or maybe you already love it and you want to stock up, thanks for keeping us on the air, and thanks for taking care of yourself and your body. We've all got to stick together. Vitamin Mineral Fusion is 40% off, even though it's selling out, at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for your support.
You have U.S. senators in both parties saying we may need to go ahead and nuke Russia first, and the Russians are aware that's almost happened before. What do you think that makes the Russians do? Well, it makes them go into war mode. So I don't like them invading Ukraine. I don't like him putting his nuclear forces on maximum alert. Only one level above that on their DEFCON, just like our system, and that's fire the weapons. And so now we have Democrats all over the news saying, let's just use nuclear weapons on Russia. Think of their ignorance. Russia has hundreds of submarines off our coast with sea-launched missiles that would vaporize our cities within 5 minutes on average of being launched. Sea-launched cruise missiles that fly at Mach 5. Land launch system they can also launch from ships that are at Mach 9 and cannot be shot down. And yes, the United States has those too. That's a Pentagon lie that Russia developed systems that we don't have. It's on record the U.S. has those systems. The point is, it's called mutually assured destruction, or MAD for a reason, because anyone that would violate the MAD doctrine is insane. And you know, I'm on the side of not having a nuclear war, especially when Russia's not starting a fight with us, and especially after we just heard for years that everything happening in this country is run by Russia, when that was all a giant lie. The globalists are the outside evil force.
All right, folks, welcome to the fourth hour of the InfoWars show, the Alex Jones show here on InfoWars.com. I'm Mike Adams. I'm going to be hosting this hour, and we've got an amazing guest coming up, Shiri Sapir, at the bottom of this hour. She's from Arizona. She's with the Carrie Lake campaign for governor, and we're going to get into what's happening to the attempted perversion of children, the hypersexualization of children that's going on right now all across the country. And in Arizona, we have an amazing opportunity to push back against that and put parents in charge so that teachers don't turn into groomers that are capturing and indoctrinating our young children and perverting them. We're going to get to that roughly at the bottom of this hour, so stay tuned. But we've got some other breaking news today to share with you. And by the way, you know, InfoWars is tomorrow's news today. But check this out. This story, it was first sent to me by one of my physician friends. You're going to hear about RSV. This is a respiratory virus. An mRNA vaccine is being developed for RSV, and I want the producers to search for this article, Participants Needed for RSV Clinical Trial. This is from the Noonan Times Herald. Apparently some companies are recruiting guinea pigs for this trial because they're trying to get ready to push a massive RSV mRNA annual vaccine for all Americans. And they're touting the number of elderly people who are infected with RSV, which in reality, it's a very, very small number of elderly people. In reality, RSV affects mostly premature babies, but they're going to hype up the scare factor on this, trying to say that all Americans are infected or at risk of being infected. and they're going to push another mRNA vaccine on everybody. You've already seen talk of them combining the annual flu shot with the COVID mRNA vaccine. They want an annual shot, and that's just one. Now we're talking RSV mRNA, so that could be two annual shots with mRNA. Folks, do I need to tell you the obvious? I think you get it if you're watching this. They're going to keep injecting people until they're dead. And it's just going to keep going on with every vaccine they can possibly find. Now, in other breaking news, this is on CNBC.com today. Shocking news. Amazon took all U.S. solar rooftops offline last year after a flurry of fires and electrical explosions. So it turns out that Amazon, in their attempts to go green, they have covered the rooftops of many of their fulfillment warehouses with, I don't know, millions of square feet of solar panels probably across all these buildings. And these solar panels and the electrical systems that are connecting them keep catching on fire, where the fire department has to respond. Between April 2020 and June 2021, solar panels atop Amazon fulfillment centers caught fire or experienced electrical explosions at least six different times. The rate of incidents is unacceptable and above industry averages. One affected an 880,000 square foot warehouse. Some 220 solar panels and other equipment in the facility were damaged by a three-alarm fire. And then it goes on to talk about other fires. At least four other Amazon fulfillment centers caught fire or experienced electrical explosions due to failures. So this shows that critical fire or arc flash events are now bringing down the solar infrastructure on top of Amazon buildings. Begs the question, doesn't it? We're told that we should dismantle our fossil fuel infrastructure in America and all across Western Europe as well. Good luck this coming winter. Let's see how that goes for France and Germany and the UK and so on. But we're told solar panels are the future. We're told that fossil fuels are the past. California has banned the sale of new combustion engine vehicles beginning in just 13 years. And then they turn around and tell people, but please don't charge your electric vehicles between 4 p.m. and 9 p.m. because the grid can't handle it. And barely a fraction of Californians even own an electric vehicle. What happens if some significant portion of the California population owns electric vehicles or buys them, and then they all start plugging them in? Folks, the grid is going down. I mean, it's about to go down today, right now. And we're finding out from Amazon that all the solar panels on the rooftops are setting their warehouses on fire. Are you starting to see the picture here, folks? This green energy economy is not ready for prime time. And I'm not opposed to green energy at all. I love the fact of if we could get, you know, free energy systems or low-cost energy systems. I mean, I had a guest on here. We talked about low-energy nuclear reactions. Leonard, it has zero emissions. And that's a solution for heating buildings and heating water and all kinds of things. I'm all in favor of new energy solutions. But let's not flip the switch until we're ready for that. You can't just turn off the power grid and tell people, hey, buy an electric car, and then you can't charge it. Are you government people? Are you psychopaths? What's wrong with you? No wonder everybody's fleeing California. Well, Amazon's finding out the same thing with their investments. All right, here's what's next I want to talk about. Remember, we've got Shiri Sapir coming on at the bottom of this hour, so be sure to stand by for that. I did a story today on Natural News about the engineered takedown of the infrastructure that keeps humanity alive. And that's what we're talking about here, the food takedown. You've seen all the fires of the production facilities. You've seen the shortage of fertilizer. You've seen the supply chain parts collapse for agricultural equipment. We're talking about the water system collapse. Look at Jackson, Mississippi. Their water system went down because it rained. Folks, didn't anybody in Mississippi think that, oh, it's going to rain someday in Jackson, Mississippi? Are you kidding me? There's water falling out of the sky, and they can't deliver water to the people in the pipes. That's because America's infrastructure is crumbling, but it's on purpose. In fact, the mayor of Jackson there, Lumumba, he said that it was due to, quote, decades of deferred maintenance. And it's not his fault. He hasn't been mayor for decades. He's just pointing out the obvious. if you don't maintain the infrastructure, it crumbles and collapses. And if you don't maintain it on purpose, then you get the collapse on purpose. That's what's happening in Jackson. 180,000 people have no water coming out of the pipes there. You know, and then the mainstream media mocks InfoWars for telling people to get water filters. Boy, there are 180,000 people in Jackson who wish they had water filters right now. I can assure you of that. But think about what this means. Every time it rains, you're not going to have water. I mean, how do we get into this backwards system? Now, America can send $1 billion a week to Ukraine to make sure that their government runs and to protect their borders and make sure their infrastructure has something working while America's infrastructure crumbles. Where the water doesn't work and the electricity doesn't work in California. And the food supply is crumbling on purpose, of course. And then the Democrats say we need $50 million to feed the illegal aliens that come into the United States while the American people go hungry and starve and are about to become homeless by the millions because, well, they can't afford to pay rent because of inflation. $2,000 a month is now average rent in America. That's average. 3.8 million people are about to be evicted in the next couple of months. Mass homelessness across America. It's all on purpose, folks. Of course, you heard it here first on InfoWars.com. Alex Jones has been warning about this for years. As usual, he was right. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more news straight ahead.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history, physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
All right, Mike Adams here. We're going to continue talking about the collapse of the energy and food and even the healthcare infrastructure in America. This is a deliberate global collapse of the infrastructure that keeps humanity alive. And we were just talking about in the last segment, you know, Amazon, all the solar panels on the roof, they keep catching on fire in facilities. So Amazon had to turn off all the solar energy at one point. I think they eventually turned it back on. But think about all the installations of the wind turbines and solar panels. And then California is saying that by the year 2045, all retail electricity that's sold to people has to be, quote, zero emissions. Folks, there is no such thing as zero emissions electricity. It does not exist. Even wind turbines, it ends up creating landfill because the wind turbine blades, which are made out of carbon fiber, they don't just dissolve. You got to bury them somewhere. And so that's landfill. And then what about the solar panels? There's going to be a massive waste, a landfill collection of old, used up solar panels. And what about all the lithium ion car batteries for your electric vehicles? Folks, have you seen the headlines out there? People buying a used electric vehicle and they take it in and say, hey, it's not working. It's not holding the charge. I can only drive it down the driveway. What do I do? They say, oh, you need to upgrade the battery pack. Oh, okay, great. How much is the battery pack? $29,000. What? I didn't even pay that for the car. Yeah, the battery pack's basically 30 grand for your car. All the people out there buying electric vehicles right now, do they realize they're going to have to spend another 30 grand or so about every 3 to 5 years? It's like, it would be cheaper to replace the entire diesel engine in a diesel pickup. I mean, way cheaper than to keep buying these battery packs, folks. And then if you have an electric vehicle, you're not allowed to charge it. And by the way, when they have smart meters in place everywhere, which is the case in many places, and then they decide that, oh, your social credit score isn't good enough for you to have the allowable kilowatt hours of electricity, you know, because you tweeted something mean and you posted something against transgenderism on Facebook. So, oh, we've cut your electricity rationing score. Now you're only allowed to charge your vehicle for 27 minutes. So you can't even drive it to the grocery store. Not that you could use your credit card there anyway, because it'll be a central bank digital currency system where they're surveilling your wallet and saying, you're not allowed to buy food either because you oppose the current regime. Yeah, there's the technocracy future that's coming for you right there. Keep all that in mind. But I want to offer some solutions here in this segment. And then we're going to be joined by Shiri Sapir in the next segment. Very fascinating interview coming up. But for this segment, here's something I've been urging everybody to do, and that is, I want you to think about this term off-grid, but I want you to apply it to everything that keeps you alive. You need an off-grid solution to food, obviously, you know, storable food, grow some food, sprouting, hydroponics, whatever, local farmers markets, but you need an off-grid solution for energy. You need to have some kind of, you know, backup solar storage system, some solar panels, just for emergencies, just to charge electronic devices and a laptop, if nothing else. You need off-grid communications, because what happens when the cell towers go down or your phone gets disconnected? You know, you need off-grid shelter, which means really a home that you own that you can live in when the power grid stops functioning. Can you survive without, you know, electric heat? Maybe do you have a wood-burning stove or some other means of heat? Or what about air conditioning? Can you survive without it? Can you open the windows and have some ventilation and still live there? Or are you going to get cooked alive because today's homes are designed to be closed up and sealed up like ovens instead of having, you know, ventilation the way they used to build them, especially in the American Southwest with the old adobe home styles, which didn't need air conditioning because they were naturally cool with adobe and tapia and straw bale homes and all those kinds of things, stone, all that. So off-grid solutions are the way to go. And I just saw during the commercial break, InfoWars has a website of some of their off-grid solutions that are some of their sponsors. So I'm obligated to tell you about that. InfoWarsOffGrid.com is the website. I mean, I'm not technically obligated. I'm just saying that it's my responsibility to connect you with solutions. So check out that website to support InfoWars. InfoWarsOffGrid.com. And then, of course, I had to bring this, what is this? Let me get the right side here. This silver coin here. Silver is off-grid money, and so is gold. Precious metals, that's off-grid money, and you could also argue, in a sense, that cryptocurrency is decentralized, sort of off-grid money in the sense that it's not tied to central banks, although, of course, cryptocurrency requires a functioning power grid to be usable, but it's decentralized, so that's a big plus. But if you don't have off-grid money, off-grid food, off-grid maybe power, off-grid health solutions, you know, like nutrition, some herbs, some tinctures, some knowledge, some antiseptics, some iodine. If you don't have off-grid solutions, then you're dependent on a hospital that will probably have no electricity. A hospital that's staffed by murderers who are called doctors who are pushing people onto ventilators and denying you treatment with ivermectin. Because they don't want to save lives, they want to destroy lives. And by the way, the NIH is now admitting that they are studying ivermectin as a possible treatment for COVID-19. Yeah, 2 years too late, NIH, after you killed, what, 600,000 plus Americans already? Good job. But off-grid is the way to go, folks. And I've done books about this, about how you got to go from a high-tech preparedness solution to a low-tech backup option, and then what I call a no-tech backup option. And no-tech means it works without electricity. It works without the grid. And the Europeans especially, they're out there buying firewood like crazy right now, trying to acquire wood-burning stoves or making their own out of steel barrels, you know, figuring, what am I going to burn this winter, like furniture? Maybe, how about you go to Brussels and take that all those giant stacks of regulations for the EU? Burn those, man. You could heat the whole country just by burning regulations across Europe. I mean, there's your solution right there. Or I say jokingly, set fire to your electric vehicle. Folks, that's a joke. Don't actually do that because it's a very dangerous fire that the fire department can't even put out. But you've got to have solutions for all of this or you're going to get stuck. You're going to end up freezing. You're going to end up collapsing in Germany right now. Here it is. The entire German economy is being plunged into the dark ages. Manufacturers, this was reported by Financial Times, I think, yesterday. Manufacturers in Germany are halting production today. This is in September, folks. They're halting production. Why? Because there's no energy. There's no electricity because of natural gas coming through what I call the Doom Stream 1 pipeline, you know, Nord Stream 1. Russia shut it down for more maintenance. And even when it's on, it's only running at 20%, which is the ratio is 20% gas, 80% doom. And I think Putin screams down the pipeline, hey, no charge for the doom, you know, good luck. Germany is going to starve to death. We're talking about millions of people who will be homeless or freezing or starving, dying, jobless. German industry is shutting down. And all we hear from these people is, oh, we need more solar panels. Oh, really? The ones that burn up all the time? That's your solution? You shut down the entire fossil fuel industry because you wanted to appease the insane rantings of a teenage girl that was lecturing you on economic policy, and you were dumb enough to follow that policy. Now you're starving and freezing, and you're jobless, and your industry is shut down. And then you complain? Folks, it's called cause and effect. They're getting what they put in place. It's unreal. Pray to God we don't all make the same mistake. We'll be right back after this break. Stay with us.
Just look at these headlines from Reuters. World faces unprecedented global hunger crisis, UN chief says, going into 2023. World Food Program warns of global food catastrophe, looming global catastrophe. The world could run out of food by 2023, major studies say, and the reports go on and on. We told you this was a designed program by the globalists 2.5 years ago. We told you energy and food prices would explode, and now they're up more than 40% in the U.S. alone. Some areas of the world, they're up over 100%. The only way you beat inflation and protect yourself and your family is with high-quality, affordable food ready to ship right now at PrepareToday.com. At a very rare sale of 10% off site-wide, not just on affordable food, but survival and preparedness items is happening right now. 10% off at PrepareToday.com. And on top of it, any order above $99 gets free shipping. That is a huge part of the cost for storable food. So go to preparetoday.com and protect yourself and your family while you still can.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Are you watching your retirement savings melt away right in front of your eyes as the economy crumbles? Well, if you have an IRA, 401k, or similar account, I need to tell you about a better way that was revealed by a Wall Street Journal best-selling book. Simply put, you can opt out of the insanity and convert your existing retirement account into the most stable physical asset in history. Physical gold and silver. Plus, this conversion might qualify you for an IRS loophole that could save you even more. Today, Advantage Gold is giving away a completely free audiobook version of the national bestseller, Gold is a Better Way. Just text the word better to 48542 to get your copy. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. By the time you drive home, this simple step may save the future value of your retirement. It's not too late if you're not prepared. You can take action now and claim a free copy. Text the word better to 48542. That's B-E-T-T-E-R to 48542. Message and data rates may apply.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. It's Mike Adams.
Chugging.
All right, so buckle up, folks. We're going to go into the world of gender bender fantasy land, Alice in Wonderland territory here today. Oh, my goodness. Wait till you hear this. Just shortly, I'm going to set this up, but we're going to bring in Shiri Sapir, who is an advisor. She's working with the Carrie Lake campaign, Carrie Lake for governor of Arizona. I'm going to bring her in a second, but let me kind of introduce this. Summit.news and InfoWars has been carrying the story, I believe, this morning. Reports, California school district textbook claims there are 8 genders. And, of course, you have to wonder, why 8? You know, why not 70? Why stop at 8?
in that story, it says that mother charges that kids are being exploited by very evil people. The book, this California school book that's indoctrinating children, is saying there are different genders, including androgynous, bigender, cisgender, gender fluid, gender nonconforming, and gender questioning. And I was thinking, well, we should put in gender bender from atrazine. Once again, Alex Jones was right about atrazine being a chemical castrator. That's the number two most common herbicide used in America, by the way, right after glyphosate, in case you're curious. The book also lists sexual preferences as hetero, homo, and bisexual, as well as androsexual, polysexual, scoliosexual, which I've never even heard, demisexual, pansexual, gynosexual, and asexual. Like, why not throw in a kindosexual, sexually frustrated, autosexual, which is like when that crazy guy is trying to hump the tailpipe of your Volkswagen in the parking lot. Hey, dude, get away from my car. I'm still making payments on that thing. I can't drive it around like that. But it's anything goes right now. It's insane. No, seriously, there are people like that. Just letting you know. But Sherry Sapir joins us now to give us her take, which may or may not coincide with all the stuff that I just said, but her take on what's going on with indoctrination of children in schools. Sherry, thank you for joining us today. It's great to have you on. Okay, now I'm glad you're joining us here, and letting the producers know I'm not hearing Sherry. So go ahead and plug her into the audio so I can hear her and give her a chance to speak there. In an actual conversation, but I appreciate her coming on. In the meantime, I'm going to mention something, and just stand by, Sherry. We'll get this sorted out. But I'm going to mention the fact that parents are now taking over school boards in Florida and other places all across the country because of this issue that we're talking about. The schools are hiring these groomers, and the word is accurate. They're trying to groom children to indoctrinate them into these LGBT lifestyles while cutting parents out of the loop so that parents have no say whatsoever in the future of their own children. So, again, here to comment about that is Sherry Sapir. Her website is S-A-P-I-R, SapirAZ.com. Sorry about that technical glitch, Sherry. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you on. Now, tell us what you are concerned with there in Arizona and your involvement with the Carrie Lake campaign, what you're trying to achieve there in terms of parental rights and protecting children.
Well, a couple of years ago, as we started seeing the COVID shutdowns and the schools really rejecting our children, I decided to run for superintendent of public instruction in the state of Arizona. He's sort of the secretary of education. Never thought about running for office. It was quite the ride for 17 months. I ran a great campaign. The primary was a couple of weeks ago. But I started running because, again, the shutdowns, the masks, the vaccines, and the critical race theory that we started to get more and more information about in the schools and the indoctrination. But I got to tell you, the more I learned, the more I found that the sexualization and grooming of our children is in the forefront of the goals that these educational institutions, if you want to call them that, have right now for our children. There is nothing more important for them right now than to drive in this LGBTQ and gender ideology into the core of our children. And I was outraged as a mom of three young children. I was outraged as a human being in a decent society who listens to some of the speech that these teachers bring in front of our children, the books, the pornography, the survey, the data mining. It's just so vast, and it's so difficult to explain. Some people, it's really difficult for them to believe that. I mean, I ran all around Arizona to the middle-east counties. Some people just can't believe this is really happening in our schools, but it is. And it's really a nationwide disease that we have. It's probably the whole Western world right now that is kind of infected with this issue, just like what you just talked about in your opening statement with of this segment, you know, this gender ideology and multiple different genders and all these things are really taking over every aspect of our lives, and we need to stop it.
One of the big issues, Sherry, and again, thank you for your concern about this and your energy and your effort to work to empower parents and protect children. One of the big issues is that many children are being pushed into life-altering decisions that result in the surgical mutilation of their bodies, irreversible removal of reproductive organs. You can't change that. You can't bring back the parts that were taken away. And we're seeing the rising issue of transgenderism regret. So a lot of these, or some, I should say, and I think we're going to see larger numbers, some of these former children, as they move into adulthood, they are saying, well, wait a minute, what happened to me? I was groomed or I was brainwashed. Are you hearing more stories like that, Shiri?
Oh, yes. And I encourage your listeners to go on and Google and look for the detransitioning youth. There are thousands of children around the country right now that share their horrific stories of what they've gone through physiologically. And it's hard to believe that parents and doctors take part in such life-altering and body-altering procedures. Thankfully, in Arizona, just this last session, we actually passed a law that bans transitioning of any kind of surgeries in minors, which is shocking to me that in the United States of America in 2022, we actually need to ban mutilation. I mean, think about this for a second.
That's incredible.
So, we got it in Arizona, but it's all over the rest of the country, and it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I mean, what you just said, really, we have to drive that point home, that child mutilations are legal in most states in America, and that this is being done by the medical profession, the same medical profession that tells us trust the science. And then they abandon physiology in many medical schools. They rip out chapters of chromosomes and gender, and they replace it with this made-up stuff. And by the way, different states disagree on how many genders there are. So how can they tell us that this is even a fact when all their, quote, facts disagree with each other? They're just making it up as they go along.
Yes, I would like to be a fly on the wall in this classroom of the teacher that teaches the first week of biology that has to do with gender. And I just want to hear what they tell these children, because I remember they told us there is the X chromosomes, XX, XY. There is the conversation there in that classroom. What is going on right now in our schools? Somebody needs to be there and share it with the world so people understand the madness of that type of conversation that is taking place in front of our children. And they're young. They're super young. And people need to understand that, our children are, they just want to belong, okay? And they are now incentivizing our children and kind of say, your parents are, they're conservative and they are outdated. They don't know what they're talking about. You can feel safe here with us. And the amount of information that is being brought in front of the children, and I have a bunch of books here. I'll be happy to share some of the information, some of the surveys, some of the questions that they're giving. I'll give you guys an example because I really want people to start understanding the kind of questions that are coming in front of our children. This is from a survey here in Prescott, Arizona. One of the questions is to children age 12. If you've never slept with a person of the same sex, is it possible that all you need is a good gay lesbian lover? A disproportionate majority.
Wait, how old are the children being asked this question?
12 or 13 in a camp in Prescott, Arizona.
Unreal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. A disproportionate majority of child molesters are heterosexuals. Do you consider it safe to expose children to heterosexual teachers? Even with all the social support...
I'm sorry to interrupt. We got to go to break here, but I want you to continue some of this. This is outrageous. This is shocking that our children are being exposed to this through the public school system. Stay with us here, folks. We're going to be right back after this break. More with Shiri Sapir on Infowars.com, The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes,
Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
You found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Mike Adams.
All right, we're going to continue here shortly with Shiri Sapir from Arizona, who is the chair of the Education Reform Coalition, with Carrie Lake, who's running for governor of Arizona. And Carrie Lake absolutely deserves your vote and your support, all of you listening in Arizona. Real quick, I got to bring this in. FreightWaves is now reporting that Shippers Revenge is coming for truckload carriers. And they're saying that all these truckers who were not getting paid enough are going to start charging much higher rates to transport goods across America. Now, I just want to say, for the record, I don't think shippers' revenge is the right term for this. I 100% support America's truckers. If you're a trucker listening to this, we love you guys and gals. Without you, America would fall. Nothing would get delivered. We believe you deserve to get paid for the hours away from home, the hours on the road, the long hours, the crazy drivers, all the truck stops by the state police and the highway patrol and all that nonsense that you have to endure. I think it's about time that you got paid. paid for keeping America alive, frankly, so I am 100% pro-trucker. It's not revenge, it's just making an honest living, folks. So anyway, but yeah, rates are going to go up. Everything's going to get more expensive all across the board. But continuing now with Shiri Sapir. Again, she's with the Education Reform Coalition with the upcoming Governor Carrie Lake of Arizona. Yes, we can do better than Ducey and others. Shiri Sapir joins us. Her website is Sapir, SAPIRAZ.com. Shiri, thank you for continuing with us right now. Can you continue with some of the highlights from that insane list of some of the questions that children being asked in public schools?
Sure. So one of the other questions that they were asking these young children was a disproportionate majority of child molesters are heterosexual. Do you consider it safe to expose children to heterosexual teachers? So they are really making heterosexual, being heterosexual bad. Another question, which if you pay attention to this is just in one page, so you really hit all the spots. They encourage them, they promote underage sex, they say that heterosexual is bad. Then they go on to, even with all the social support marriage receives, the divorce rate is spiraling. Why are there so few stable relationships among heterosexuals? So they're breaking the family, you know, the nuclear family, the sanctity of marriage. And then they
they're not even mentioning it's gay and lesbian, it's LGBT couples that have the highest rates of mental illness and domestic violence and suicides. But of course, they don't mention any of that, do they?
Well, of course not. And they're not, I mean, nothing that they say here is necessarily factual. It's just confusing enough for the little child to believe. Because I remember when I was a kid, when a teacher brought something in front of me, I believed it. I believe right. that whatever text was in front of me, whatever book, whatever assignment was true. Why would our kids think differently right now? So that's why this is so dangerous.
Let me ask you this, Shiri. Because time is limited here, if Carrie Lake wins the election, and let us pray that she does, and again, she deserves everyone's support, what is she going to do, or let's say, what would you advise her to do to empower parents and protect children in the state of Arizona once she's governor?
Well, one good thing that just happened in Arizona is the expansion of empowerment scholarship accounts, which really Arizona is now leading the nation with school choice. I do believe that the only way for us to really manage this tremendous problem that we have on our hands is to bring school choice. Some competition will maybe make them act a little bit better in the district schools, and if not, at least the parents will have that option to take their children somewhere else. I pulled my kids out and put them in a private school. I will not put my children in that environment because I'm not trusting what may come in front of them. And that's a terrible place to be. This should not be the case at all. But laws are being violated, and there are actionable items that these people are doing and bringing in front of our kids that they're actionable under the law. And for some reason, nobody's interested in putting these people in jail, to me. And now there's plenty of statutes, so we can work with the legislature to maybe, you know, tighten up some of these laws, but they're already on the books. Nobody is enforcing them. For some reason, once the child is in the brick and mortar building, everything goes. Some of the things that you would be charged with, if you were to give that to a child outside of that school building, you would be charged with class 4 felony, according to Arizona law. You are able to do that inside the classroom. Why?
Well, that is extraordinary. What is your sense of the Arizona legislature and their level of support for protecting children, also from groomers and indoctrination and brainwashing, hypersexualization? So that if Carrie Lake is governor soon, and then we have the Arizona legislature, which I think in many ways has been really exceptionally good, by the way, plus the Reform Coalition, is that like a really wonderful combination of synergy that's going to break through the nonsense and really help protect children from here forward?
Yes, this is a multifold kind of a battle that we have. Number one, the governor does have a lot of power to put the right people in place, to appoint the right people to key positions. The legislature does have a lot of power to change laws, to put some teeth in some of the laws. We did pass some really good legislation, even though the Republican majority was pretty thin. We passed the banning on masks and vaccines, and 2495 was really banning any sexual explicit content in front of children. So we've done a lot of good things, banning mailing girls sports, for instance. All these things happened this last session. So the legislature has a lot of power to bring good things in. The problem I see that we need Carrie Lake, if she becomes the governor and our next attorney general, to do is to enforce the law, to make sure that these people are held accountable. There is just not enough accountability in the public schools right now, and that is something that we have to bring about, because if we don't make example of some of these people, they're going to continue to do what they're doing. And just so you understand, the district forced these teachers to ask for the pronouns of the child or to declare their own. All their email signature of these teachers and administrators have a pronouns attached to them. What kind of world are we living in? Why is this important?
Who's the AG candidate that you think is going to best enforce these laws and protect children?
Well, the Republican, Abe Hamadeh, is going against a extreme radical liberal, so I'm really hoping he's going to win. And he actually put me on his advisory as well. So I'm hoping that between all of these great leaders, I mean, leadership matters. There's no two ways about it. If we get the right people in place, and I tell people when we feel discouraged, and many of us do, because it's very overwhelming for families and parents to have to go through this. Some of the mothers I know are literally private investigators. They have to go through all these websites and information, and it's exhausting. We have life to lead. We want to work. We want to go to church. We want to be happy with our children, yet we need to go through all these. So if we have some key players that are pro-family and pro-children, I mean, it's really about children after all, I think we can get a lot of these heavy lifting done for the families of Arizona. And I can tell you, the superintendent that we have right now in Arizona, Kathy Hoffman, she is the radical liberal who actually has Q-chip. So she has, on the Department of Education website in Arizona, you can go as a child, a minor, and go on Q-chat and speak to adults who are not even professionals of any kind, LGBTQ adults, and talk to them about whatever situation you have in your life. And you actually have an escape button on that chat if you want to escape quickly when your parent walks into the room.
I saw that in the news. Yeah, right. It's like a grooming chat board that's run and with a way to hide it from parents. That's insane. But let me mention this. I love the fact that you're a mother and that you bring that passion as a woman and as a mother to this issue. And Carrie Lake being a woman, I think you two working together on these issues, it's a powerful, you know, passionate combination. And, you know, even feminism is under attack today by a lot of sectors of the LGBT movement. They don't like women anymore. I love the fact. I would love to see Carrie Lake as the governor, and I would love to see you in there helping her get information to make these decisions about children, because mothers have a special connection that, frankly, you know, it's different from what fathers have. It's different. What are your thoughts on women being involved in this issue?
Absolutely. I'm not a birthing person. I don't care what the Democrats want to call me. I'm a mother. And the fact that all these women that fought for feminism, now they're okay with calling it breast milk and not chest milk instead of breast milk and being
chest
a birthing person instead of, I mean, how are you okay with this? As a feminist, I'm asking, how are you okay as a feminist to have some men coming and competing with you in any kind of a contest? So the beauty about the Democrats and the liberals, it's not even the Democrats, it's the far left, is that they are so good at dictating narrative, and we just kind of follow along. And it was okay for as long as it was us. You know, we could take it. They're coming.
I'm sorry, Sherry. We're out of time for this. I apologize. You were on a great roll there. We're going to have you back. We'll be in touch after this. The website is sapiraz.com, S-A-P-I-R-A-Z.com. I'm Mike Adams. Thank you all for watching today. It's been a blessing.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.